It's Fire Away Friday.
Fire Away Friday.
On Exploring the Word, this is your chance to ask us your Bible question at 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. You can also email your question at word@afr.net or visit facebook.com/exploring the word.
Exploring the Word.
It's Fire Away Friday on American Family Radio.
It is Fire Away Friday, but it is turning the tables on Fire Away Friday. In place of you calling us and asking us questions, we're asking the questions, and you've got to come up with the answers. This is Bert Harper along with Alex McFarland and Brent Austin.
The one and only.
Yeah, Brent has been making comment, but all three of us will have questions that we have, and we'll state those. And then we'll open the lines up and let you take a stab at answering one. Now, it is a lot like Trivia Friday. The only thing is, we're not going to answer your questions today. You've got to answer ours, and they're all related to Christmas. Alex, you and I and Brent, all of us are excited about Christmas, and so we wanted to kind of celebrate it today with us turning the tables on our audience and us asking the questions, brother.
Exactly. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody, and welcome to this very special edition of Exploring the Word. Fire Away Friday is a very, special day in our week, but today is really going to be memorable. I'm going to give the number because you might want to call in, and if you know some of the answers to some of these questions, talk to us, and let's see collectively how much knowledge we have about our beloved holiday Christmas. And that number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. And Brent and the whole team and Bert, it's here. Bert, I got to ask this before we get too far. You're preaching somewhere Sunday, I would imagine, right?
I am preaching at Unity Baptist Church, where I've been interim pastor, but I won't be there long. They called a pastor last week, and so I'm excited about when he comes, but I'll be there for a few more Sundays. How about you?
Yeah, I'll be at Mount Pleasant Church, just outside of Greensboro, 172-year-old church. And we're Sunday morning, we're having, of course, I'll be preaching on Christmas, and we'll be doing the Lord's Supper. But then Christmas Eve at 5:30 p.m., we are on the Alamance Chapel Hill Road, Mount Pleasant Church. It's not hard to find. And if you happen to be in the Greensboro, Central North Carolina area Christmas Eve, and you could join us December 24th, we'd love to have you.
That sounds good. Well, let's get on with it, because what we're going to do, Brent has got two questions, Alex, you have two questions, and I have two questions that we open up with. That's a total of six questions. And if you want to try to answer one of them, you do call that number, 888-589-8840, and you say, I want to answer one of those questions. You tell us which question, we'll restate it, and then you can answer it. So get ready and listen carefully. Brent, your two questions are up.
All right. First, mine comes from our Charlie Brown Christmas. What gospel does Linus quote when explaining the true meaning of Christmas? Okay. My second question is from The Grinch. Who voiced The Grinch in the original TV special?
Okay. And by the way, when we get through with our six, we'll tell you something else about the special question. Alex, what's your two questions? First two.
Okay, I've got a couple of questions. One, who or what caused Mary and Joseph to go to Bethlehem? Who or what caused Mary and Joseph to go to Bethlehem? And then secondly, not out of the Bible, but I think a kind of an interesting question. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, what is America's second favorite winter beverage? Right behind hot chocolate. All right, think now, folks. What is, according to the U.S. government, what is America's second favorite winter beverage right behind hot chocolate?
Okay, here's my two. And the first one is, where did Joseph take his family after being warned by God in a dream of the danger if they stayed in Bethlehem? Where did Joseph take his family after being warned by God in a dream of the danger if they stayed in Bethlehem. Here's my second question. Which U.S. state was first to declare Christmas an official holiday? Okay, there's one state. What state is it? Which state was first to declare Christmas an official holiday? What state is that? Well, we've got somebody already on the line. And let's go, guys. Are you ready?
Let's
okay, here we go. Let's go to James in Mississippi. James, thank you for calling.
Sure. Thank you for having us.
We're glad. It's different today, so you haven't got a question for us, but which one of the questions do you want to answer?
The voice of the Grinch.
Okay. Brent, that's your question. You ready?
Sure.
Restate it, man.
Okay. Who voiced the Grinch in the original TV special?
I think it was Boris Karloff.
Woo! and guess what? Guess what, James? Each segment we have a mystery question, and we're going to give you some gifts. Brent,
I have a lot of gifts.
Yeah, Brent's been collecting them. And so stay online and get James' address. Richard's going to stay, get you online. So put them on hold, Brent, as best you can.
Okay.
And James, you're right. Did you just know that off automatically?
I remember it.
Okay. Well, listen, I think Grinch and Frankenstein, Alex, I think had a lot in common, you know.
You know, I'm old enough. I remember the first year, and I believe I saw it on TV. I must have been 5 years old when How the Grinch Stole Christmas was first on TV. And I have to tell you guys, it scared me pretty bad.
James, again, stay online. Brent, you know how to put James on hold. Do that.
They'll get him on.
They'll get to, okay, James. Thank you. Hey, what part of Mississippi are you from, James?
And I hope you have a Merry Christmas. I'm from the Gulf Coast.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas
Merry
to you,
Christmas, sir.
Hope you enjoy the gifts. Okay. Next, let's go to, we're going to stay in Mississippi, and it's Joseph. Joseph, thank you for calling. Which question do you want to ask?
Answer.
I'm sorry.
Charlie Brown question.
Charlie Brown.
The Charlie Brown question.
Okay. Now, y'all know this is exploring the word, not exploring
American pop culture.
Yeah. Hey, I'm joking, Joseph. We discussed this. Alex and I said, we want some just regular Christmas questions. And Brent said, I want all of them.
When it comes to Brent, it is regular Christmas.
Okay. Ask your question again.
What gospel does Linus quote when explaining the true meaning of Christmas?
It's absolutely one of my most favorite scenes of any Christmas show that I watch. And if I'm correct, it's Luke.
That's right. It's Luke 2.
Woo! Yes. Charlie Brown, listen, I know it's not politically correct right now, Joseph and Alex, but praise the Lord, it's so good. They can't keep it from off being aired on television. That's awesome, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, it is.
Absolutely. We've got to keep the good stuff on.
Yes.
Alex, you know what, guys?
Charles
M. Schulz, and he was a Christian. He's the creator of Charlie Brown. I remember reading, and I don't remember if that was like 1965 or 1966, but they had sponsors, and they wanted to do a show. And anyway, he wrote the script, and the animation was done, and they showed all the big sponsors the final cut. And of course, there's that great scene where Charlie Brown goes, "Can anybody tell me what Christmas is really about?" And Linus goes out on the stage and he says, "Yes, there were in that same country shepherds." And Linus quotes Luke 2. And I read that some of the big time sponsors said, "That's a little too much Bible." And Charles M. Schulz stood his ground. He said, no, either all this Luke chapter 2 stays in or we don't even air it.
Amen.
And it has, of course, become one of the most beloved pieces of American television. And kudos to him for insisting to keep the scripture in that very famous show.
That's exactly right. If he hadn't, I heard Snoopy was going to do him like he did the Red Baron. And shoot them down anyway. Hey, Joseph, what part of Mississippi are you from?
Madison, Mississippi.
Okay, right outside of Jackson. We appreciate you listening, and thank you for calling, Joseph, and keep it up, brother. Okay, next, let's go to, yeah, let me get, I thought I had that. Yeah, well, you press Ray there. Mine's not working all of a sudden, Brent. Can you get Ray on?
Yeah, I got him.
Ray, are you there?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead, Ray. What part of Texas are you from?
Somerville.
Okay. Well, which of the questions do you want to answer, Ray?
Why they went to Bethlehem.
Okay. Alex, is that yours, isn't it?
Who or what caused Mary and Joseph to go to Bethlehem? What do you say?
The census.
That's true. That's true. I would have, very good. I would have accepted one of two answers, the census or Caesar Augustus, who ordered all the world to be enrolled. And everybody had to go to the city of their forefathers. And Joseph's family, this is Luke 2, verse 1, Joseph's family being from Bethlehem, that's where they went. Very good, sir. Very good.
And isn't it amazing? God used this ungodly king, quote, king, I know emperor, to do and carry out his will. It shows me, man, God's amazing God, and he used government, and he used that in carrying out that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Ray, thank you for calling. We appreciate you, man. Well, let's go to North Carolina and talk to Tracy. Tracy, thank you for calling.
All right. Yes, sir.
Do you have your radio on? Be sure and turn it off if you do.
No, I'm outside of North.
Okay, I got you. Well, what part of North Carolina? You may be close to Alex. Where are you from, Tracy?
Well, actually, I saw him preach a couple about 3 years ago here in Tarboro at Baptist Church.
You know what? We had a great time at First Baptist in Tarboro, and that pastor contacted me about a month ago. Maybe I'll get to go back there, but thank you for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir, you were good that night.
It's harder to find a place Alex hasn't preached than it is to find where he has. Listen, brother, he has preached all over. Hey, Tracy, which question you want to answer?
I think he's got to answer.
Where they went to after Jesus was born.
Okay, here it is. And this is a neat thought in how God did this. Where did Joseph take his family after being warned by God in a dream of the danger if they stayed in Bethlehem? Where did Joseph take his family?
I think they escaped to Egypt.
That is exactly right. Way to go. And God had his way in Egypt. And Alex, wasn't that going to be fulfilling Scripture as he would come up out of Egypt as well? Old Testament?
Out of Egypt have I called my son. Yes.
That's true. Something. Okay, honestly, we hadn't got but two questions left, and we just got about a minute left, so we're going to have to restate. Brent, you've got about 30 seconds here. You want to put two more questions out? So everybody that's on, be sure to be listening. What two questions would you add?
Sure. In A Christmas Story, my favorite, what do the dogs manage to consume whenever they break into the Ralphie's house, the Bumpus Hounds?
Okay. What? One more. Ask another one.
All right. Who wrote the book that inspired the Grinch?
Who wrote the book who inspired the Grinch? Well, we're going to come back. Alex and I'll add a question each. And so you'll have six questions to pick from. And one of them, each segment, will be a mystery question where you will hear that sound, and we'll get your address and send you some gifts. Thank you for listening to Exploring the Word. We'll be back with more.
If ending babies' lives in their mothers' wombs isn't heartbreaking enough, the Biden-Harris administration punishes those who protect life, including up to 10 years in jail. And in a shocking stance, the Dems' VP nominee, Walz, supports infanticide, meaning the death of newborns. When will this madness end? Preborn's network of clinics is positioned in the highest abortion areas in the country on standby to protect and love mothers facing unplanned pregnancies by introducing a woman to her baby through ultrasound and showering her with God's love. Her baby's chance at life doubles. If you're pro-life, please consider a donation of any size to support the mission of Preborn. All gifts are tax deductible and will help to defend the defenseless. One ultrasound is just $28, or five ultrasounds are $140. $5,000 will sponsor ultrasounds for Preborn's entire network for a day. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250. B-A-B-Y, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com/AFR. preborn.com/AFR.
Amen. We'd love to listen to the whole thing, but we're so anxious to for you to answer our questions, we're going to get straight
to
that.
Well, I'll just let it play in the background.
Yeah. This is Exploring the Word, but it's different. It's we would say reverse order. We are asking the questions, and we're asking you to call in and answer these questions. They're all about Christmas, and we did it in the first segment. And if I remember right, we had four questions answered, so we're going to go for some more. But Alex, I know you have to add a question. Restate your old question and then bring in a new question, brother.
Yeah, I asked the question, true or false, Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem because they were following a star. True or false? And then I had another question. I said, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, listen to this, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Department, what is America's second favorite winter beverage right behind hot chocolate?
Okay, great questions. And then Brent asked his two beforehand. Brent, I think we need to go ahead and ask them again.
In A Christmas Story, what do the Bumpus Hounds manage to consume when they break into the Parker house?
Now you're talking the movie A Christmas Story.
That's the only one there is.
Okay. All right.
I'm kidding, buddy. Who wrote the book that inspired The Grinch?
Okay. Here's my question that has not been answered yet. And which U.S. state was first to declare Christmas an official holiday? There's a state that did this. And let me just share with you, they did it way back in 1836. And here's the second question. And it is concerning the Little Drummer Boy. That wasn't one of our three favorites, but I love the Little Drummer Boy. In the song, The Little Drummer Boy, how did the baby Jesus respond to the boy playing his drum? How did Jesus respond to the boy who played his drum? So those are our questions. And so let's go to the phone lines. And first, we'll go to Texas, and it's Iris. Iris, thank you for calling.
Oh, goodness. How are you guys? I love this Christmas program. These have been wonderful. And I'm with you, Bert. I love Mary, Did You Know? And I hear it. Reba McEntire's Christmas music is wonderful, and I listen to it every morning as part of my quiet time.
Amen. I love Christmas music. Back in, Alex, when they were having what they call the worship wars, hymns or choruses or what, they'd come up to me, Bert, what's your favorite songs? And I'd say Christmas. And I don't want to talk about that. And I said, they're my favorite, so let's go. But Iris, what question do you want to answer?
Okay, this is neat because I just learned something new, but it's Dr. Seuss, who the book has inspired Dr. Theodore Seuss Geisel, is the way I think he pronounced his name. And he was inspired to write How the Grinch Stole Christmas by his own feelings about Christmas. How about that?
Okay, Brent, what's your question? Restate it again.
Who wrote the book that inspired the Grinch?
And she answered that, Dr. Seuss, and she gave you more information than you had.
Well, you won't let me make this hard. So.
Hey, Iris, you knew more about it than Brent, and Brent's an expert in those areas.
No, I'm just not allowed to give the good stuff.
I love Dr. Seuss. And
I do too.
And that's what matters. And there's David, and he was a wonderful man, and he brought a lot of joy to a lot of children.
What's your favorite Dr. Seuss story, Iris? Do you have one?
Oh, the one that's about green eggs and ham.
Yes.
My, in fact, he was just amazing in the way he rhymed. And he brought so much joy to children. And my daughter is a second grade teacher now. She's a dyslexia therapist. And I used to be an aide. And I used to go and read across America and get to read to my daughter's students and even to my granddaughters when they were little.
Iris, that is great. Let me tell you, mine is Hop on Pop. Now, would that be surprised, you know, with three boys, Hop
Not
on Pop? And I experienced that, so I figured it would be. Iris, thank you for calling and appreciate you so much. Alex, you ready to go to the next call?
Let's do it. The number, folks, 888-589-8840. And, ma'am, I loved the book Green Eggs and Ham as well. Would you, could you, on a train? Would you, could you, in the rain? You remember all that?
I do. Man,
Sam,
listen,
I am.
Yeah, that is awesome. Okay, we're in Mississippi, and it's Dennis in Mississippi. Dennis, thank you for calling.
Hey, Bert and Alex.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What part of Mississippi you from, Dennis?
I'm doing great. Long Beach.
Oh, man. Down
on
the...
between Gov...
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful area.
Past Christian and Gulfport.
Yes, it is. Well, you got one of these questions that you want to take a stab at?
Yes, sir. I was hoping I'd get to one before I have to answer one that wasn't really Christmas. I'd like to answer the one about the Christmas movie.
Okay. I think that one's Brent's too. Man, Brent, you may not have enough questions after all. They're
well,
knocking yours out of the park.
See, Dennis, what happens is I really love to ask hard questions, but Bert nixed that idea, and so I have to ask really easy ones. So, anyway, in A Christmas Story, what do the Bumpus Hounds manage to consume when they break into the Parker house? What's that? Say it again.
On the table. Huh?
Say that one more time. You broke up.
Turkey.
Turkey, yes.
Good job.
Hey, Brent, what's the name of those hounds, since you want hard questions?
The Bumpus Hounds.
Hey, Dennis, do you watch that on the marathon when it comes on Christmas Day?
Oh, yes, of course. But I usually spend it next door with my younger brother, and we watch Jesus of Nazareth.
Okay, I watch that.
That's a good movie. Too.
Well, I just got to ask this, though. Alex, are you ready? Do you know a Christmas, you know, you watch that one as well. What's your favorite scene in A Christmas Story? Alex, do you have one?
Well, I'll tell you, the scene that I think is unforgettable is the little boy whose tongue gets frozen to a pipe on the school playground. That just makes me cringe. Do you know that scene I'm talking about?
I do. I triple dog dare you. I do. Yes, yeah. I do. Yeah. Hey, Brent, what's your favorite scene?
You're going to laugh.
Don't.
My favorite is at the end where he's lying in the bed with his BB gun.
Okay.
It's very serene. It just brings back a lot of memories.
Amen.
So I really like that.
Yeah, that
hey,
is
Bert,
fun.
I got to ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a Red Ryder BB gun?
I had a BB gun, but it wasn't Red Ryder. It was Daisy.
I had a Daisy
BB gun, and I did go out, and my dad gave me a list of birds that I could not shoot, okay? Mm. I couldn't shoot bluebirds. I couldn't shoot robins, but any sparrow that I saw, he said, take it out.
Oh, wow.
We're going to get a lot of calls on that.
I'm just quoting what was told me, and yes. Hey, Dennis, thank you for calling. We appreciate you, brother. Let's go to, man, we're staying in Mississippi, and it's Aaron. Aaron, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Yes, you're on. What part of Mississippi are you from, Aaron?
I am close to Lumberton in a little community called Carnes.
Okay. Listen, that's over in the Mississippi Delta, am I right?
No, sir. Be further south.
Okay. Okay.
It's
I was thinking of Lambert rather than Lumberton. I got you. I know where you're from. Sorry about that.
Close to Wiggins.
Yeah, I know where that is. I was thinking of another L. Well, do you want to answer one of the questions? Which one?
Yes, sir. The true or false?
That's yours, okay. Alex.
All right. True or false? Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem because they were following a star.
It is false.
Good answer. That is false.
And guess what, Aaron? That is the mystery question in the second segment. Yeah, it was Alex's question. Am I right, Brent?
No, actually, it's not. That's not the mystery question. No, it's not.
But we're going to make it the mystery question.
We'll make it the mystery question.
We'll get your, Hang on, we've made it a mystery question. Aren't you, Aaron, glad I'm the host so I can make all these kind of mistakes and you benefit from it?
We need to send that man a prize package.
Whatever Papa Elf says goes.
Okay. Hey, Richard, we need to get Aaron's address.
Yeah, he's going to get it for us.
Yeah, we're going to get your address, and you expect a gift. It'll probably be it will be after Christmas, maybe the first of the year.
It'll be a while before we can get it out.
Because we're getting it ready to go. But, Aaron, thank you for calling. Okay, I'm sorry about the mystery question. It is still out there, so you can win it.
I've got enough stuff. We can give away an extra one. So okay. We'll just keep the mystery question. So there's two mystery questions in this segment.
Okay, let's see what this is, and it's Amanda in Georgia. Amanda, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I want to answer the question about the second favorite drink.
Okay. Wonderful. Alex, that's yours, isn't it?
It is mine. Now, let me restate this. I'm so glad you're tackling this question. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, what is America's second favorite winter drink right behind hot chocolate?
Eggnog.
Woo!
Right on the money. Eggnog.
Let me say this. I'm kind of glad it is eggnog, not some other drinks that I've heard about. Alex, that's good.
Well, you know what? I grew up on an egg farm, and my grandmother would make eggnog. And when I was a little kid, I didn't really like it with all that vanilla and cinnamon. But I got to where now I really do like eggnog, and you can buy it in the grocery store now. When I was little, though, my grandmother made it.
Okay. Well, I'm not an eggnog fan, but I love boiled custard. Now, I don't know where that is on the list, but it's Bert's top of the list. I like cold drinks more than hot drinks, and even I like cold boiled custard more than I do hot chocolate. But, Amanda, you got that right. What part of Georgia are you from, Amanda?
Leesburg, Georgia.
Yeah.
I just want to say my son drinks it like water. That's why I knew the answer.
You know, I like it myself. It is kind of fattening, I think, though. But I do like eggnog.
Well, it's just one time of the year, you know? Yeah. So I think we can be at
least. It's almost like dessert, isn't it?
It is. And so, Amanda, thank you.
Merry Christmas, sister.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's try another caller before we set any more questions because we are running down out of questions. We have not had a wrong answer yet. How you like that, guys?
Because you won't let us give hard questions.
Okay. Well, Brent.
By the way, I want to give kudos. For those that are watching online on the video stream, we've got a triple image. There's Brent, there's Bert, and myself. And so I don't know if it's Jeff McIntosh or Marty Sparks, but
it's Marty. Marty Sparks is doing it. He tried to fade the guy with a funny hat out, but we could not. It just had his place.
Brent has like a Santa Claus hat that looks disco. Now, Brent, did they not have a regular Santa Claus hat, brother?
They did, and I passed them by.
The word you said, regular, you know, that doesn't, irregular.
It doesn't pertain to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Kudos to Marty Sparks.
Amen.
Good job, Marty.
Amen. Well, let's go to North Carolina and talk to Charles. Charles, go ahead. You have do you want to answer one of our questions?
I do, but it's already been answered.
Oh, me. Hey. Do you have a real, I'm going to do this dangerously. Do you have a real quick Christmas question you could ask us, see if we could answer it?
No, not right off the top of my noggin, though. I sure don't.
Well, let me ask you this. What part of North Carolina are you from, Charles?
I'm from the foothills of the Smoky Mountains.
Oh, wow.
Western North Carolina.
Okay.
Wow.
Charles, stay online. Would you stay online a minute? And, guys, let's restate our questions again and add some because they are getting kind of slim. Has both of yours been answered this time, Brent?
Yes, but I have.
Go with two more then.
I think I've got enough.
Listen to them closely, Charles.
All right, here we go. In A Christmas Story, What word does Ralphie's dad see on the crate that makes him think his big prize is Italian? And in Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life?
Okay. Here's my questions, and they're still out there if you want to try it and stab it. Brent, he told me not, I told him not to ask hard questions. I think I'm the one that stuck to that. Which U.S. state was first to declare Christmas as an official holiday? And the other one is, in the song The Little Drummer Boy, how did baby Jesus respond to the boy? Alex, restate yours.
I've got two. Can they be hard, Professor Harper?
Yeah, you bet.
All right, folks, we're getting intense here. Okay, I've got a multiple choice question. Multiple choice. According to Hallmark, approximately how many Christmas cards are sent annually? Is it A, 10 million, B, 1.3 billion, or C, 100 million? All right, but here's my other one. Now, and Bert and Brent have not heard this, y'all. But, all right, now put on your thinking cap. What does the Grinch TV show, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the original Grinch, what does that have in common with Frosted Flake cereal? Now I have not. This is like extra credit. Think, people. The Grinch TV show, what does that have in common with Frosted Flake cereal? And I do have an answer.
Okay. Brent? You got a question? Oh, 1 minute left. I thought he was holding up his hand. No, okay, only... Charles, did you hear all those?
Yeah, I'll answer the one about the drummer boy.
Okay, the drummer boy. Here it is. In the song, The Little Drummer Boy, how did baby Jesus respond to the little boy?
He smiled at him.
That is correct. Way to go. I love that. Yes, he did. Mary nodded, saying, go ahead. That was good. And at the very end, if you listen at the end, the baby Jesus smiled. We want him one day to say to us, good and well done, thy good and faithful servant, with a smile. We back with more right after this. If ending babies' lives in their mother's wombs isn't heartbreaking enough, the Biden-Harris administration punishes those who protect life, including up to 10 years in jail. In a shocking stance, the vice president nominee, Walz, supports infanticide, meaning the death of newborns. When will this madness end? Preborn's network of clinics is positioned in the highest abortion areas in the country, on standby to protect and love mothers facing unplanned pregnancies. By introducing a woman to her baby through ultrasound and showering her with God's love, her baby's chances at life doubles. But they can't do it without our help. If you're pro-life, please consider a donation of any size to support the mission of Preborn. All gifts are tax deductible and will help to defend the defenseless. One ultrasound is just $28, or five ultrasounds are $140. $5,000 will sponsor ultrasounds for Preborn's entire network for a day. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. Amen. Hey, there's some Christmas songs with some, I'm telling you, some rhythm and beat there. So thank you, Brent. Hey, we're going to try to get to as many calls as we can here in the last segment. So let's get it on, guys, and see if we can do that. But before we do, Brent, you wanted to give a thank you to some people.
Yes, there's a lot of folks here at AFA that donated some prizes for us to give away. We got a culture. We got Culture Warrior T-shirts. Dr. Nurse Mama gave us an autographed book, a phone holder. Pastor Joseph gave us some bookmarks. Lene and Resource Center gave us some coffee. So you guys that won are going to get some really sweet packs.
But you're going to keep your cap and your hat.
Yeah, the hat's mine.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that wasn't one of them.
I'll let the lights go.
Okay. Well, Alex, let's go to the phone lines. And first is Debbie from Alabama. Debbie, thank you for calling.
Hi.
Yes.
I enjoy your program in the afternoons. I listen when I'm picking up granddaughters.
Amen. Hey, my grandson Caleb was with us just a day or two ago. He's in the office with me today enjoying it. So his grandkids are special. But what part of Alabama are you from, Debbie?
I'm from Killen. I'm about 6 miles east of Florence, Alabama.
Yeah, I know where that is. Been through there. Well, which question you want to answer?
The first state to recognize Christmas.
Okay.
Whatever the question was.
This was the hard. I thought the hardest question until Alex asked his about the Frosted Flakes, and we'll see how that goes. Which U.S. state was the first to declare Christmas an official holiday?
I'm going to say Alabama.
That is right. Woo! Way to go, Alabama. Alex, they weren't just first in the alphabet, but they were first to declare Christmas, and they were ahead of the United States. We won't give any more information than that, but Debbie, did you know that already?
Yes and no. I'm a retired music elementary music teacher, and about 10 years ago, we did a musical that did some popular songs and had trivia, and that was part of our dialogue that was in our Christmas program. But being a teacher, I checked myself as well.
Well, that is great. Way to go, Alabama. Yeah. Alex, did you know that? Did you know that?
I have to confess, I did not know that, but that's great.
But I can't.
I love Alabama, but now I love them even more.
I do as well. Way to go, Debbie, in Alabama. And Alabama was the right answer. Well, next, let's go to Indiana. Joel, thank you for calling Exploring the Word.
Thank you, gentlemen. And Alex, I'm from a little town called Flora that you're probably familiar with.
Oh, yes. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yep.
Well,
yep,
that's great. Thanks
you there
for listening.
And you, yeah, I bought a book, and you autographed it for my dad.
Oh, okay. Praise God. Well, thank you.
Well, Joel,
yeah, so I'm...
The way you said that, I thought you, thank you, gentlemen, and Alex, but I'm glad you clarified that, brother. Okay, I'm
very
sorry.
Funny.
I know. Hey, it's Friday, and it's fun before Christmas, so I'm having to hold myself back. Hey, Joel, which question you want to answer?
I'm going to pick on Alex again. I'm going to get his, the Frosted Flakes and the Grinch movie.
Okay.
So that what they have in common is the voice of Tony the Tiger sang the Grinch song.
Hey, listen. All right. I want to get your address because I want to send you a copy of our book. Bird and I did the 100 Questions book. Very fascinating.
Oh,
I want to give
you.
You're good. You're good. I want to give you a chance to flex your trivia muscles. Do you want to elaborate even beyond that?
I didn't lose you, did I?
No.
Yes.
Here's what I was going to say. There was a gospel singer named Thurl Ravenscroft, and he sang, Bert, do you remember, who was the guy that had the Crystal Cathedral? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That
anyway, Fuller.
Yeah. Yes.
Last name. Robert.
Schuller,
yeah.
Thurl Ravenscroft sang gospel music on the Robert Schuller Show, and he was the voice of Tony the Tiger. You know, they're great. And he also sang the Grinch song. So I realized this was a long shot. I'm very impressed that you got it, brother. And, yeah, the Grinch song was sung by Tony the Tiger's voice.
Okay.
So, hey, good job.
Good job, Joel. I did not know that. And stay online. Richard's going to get your address, and we'll get that book to you.
Yes, we will.
Okay, let's go to Iowa. Rick, thank you for calling.
Hi.
Okay, is your radio on, Rick? Be sure and turn it off, if you could.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on, Rick. Go ahead. Are you wanting to answer one of the questions?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on now.
Turn your radio off.
Sir. Turn your radio off, Rick.
Okay, well, I can't hear you on my phone for some reason.
Okay, let's see what we can do. Which question do you want to answer?
I can't hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do, so we're sorry about that. That's bad to hang on and not get the question. But let's go to Texas and talk to Marka. Marka, thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Hello?
Yes, Marka, you're on. What part of Texas are you from?
I can't hear you on the phone either. I can only hear you on the radio.
Something.
Turn your radio off. Turn your radio off.
Turn your radio off, and let's see if that helps.
Okay, the radio's off, but I still can't hear you.
Can you
phone.
Hear me now, Marka?
All I hear is static on the phone.
We're having all kinds of trouble here. I don't know what the problem is. We hadn't figured it out. That's two in a row, guys. Is there anything over there, Brent, that we know to do? Well, let's try to do it with the radio. Marka, here we go on. Listen to the radio and then see if you can answer. Which question which question did you want to answer? Marka, are you there? Okay, Frosty the Snowman.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, go ahead, Brent.
What made Frosty come to life?
The hat they put on his head.
Woo, way to go. That is great. That is right. So, Marka, did you know that automatically, or have you watched it with your kids or grandchildren?
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, I do. Amen. Well, I'm glad you do. That's an interesting song. There's a question, Alex, you may know, on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Who played the snowman? Do you remember who had the voice for the snowman?
Of course.
Who was
Burl
it?
Burl Ives.
Burl Ives. I do.
One of my favorite songs, and I know it's not in the hymn book, but I love the song, Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Listen. Nobody else, if somebody else tries to sing that besides Burl Ives, I kind of say, I need to hear somebody else.
Hey, guys, that was a mystery question.
That was it?
That was a mystery question.
Ooh, way
so
to go.
She'll get a prize package, right?
Yes, she does. Amen.
By the way, can I say a word about Burl Ives?
Yes, go right ahead, man.
You know, I play the guitar, and there's a very famous brand of guitar called Gretsch Guitar. Some of you listening might have heard of it. It was a German company. And Gretsch had a Burl Ives model, and they're very rare. But if you Google on YouTube, Burl Ives also did a fair amount of gospel music. And there's one of him reading the Christmas story. And Bert, you remember, he had such a very distinctive voice.
Yes, he did.
And him reading the Christmas story and singing, I think, Silent Night. And so I love Sam the Snowman. That was the voice of Burl Ives, wasn't it?
It was.
We're having a lot of trouble with the phone lines. I think we're just inundated. I think they're just overloaded. So what we're going to do, Marka, if you can hear me, send me your address, and I will get that to you.
How does she send you?
It's going to be, what is it? Word@AFR.net.
Okay.
I don't have that in front of me, sorry. But Marka, yeah, if you'll send me your address, email me your address, I will send you that prize pack, okay?
Okay. Well, we're going to try somebody else and see if we can get through. And it's Christy in Texas. Christy, are you there?
I am here. Let me see if I can hear you, though.
Can you hear me on the telephone?
I can hear you.
Hey, praise God. Amen. Okay, thank you for your patience, Christy. Which question? I think we're down to a few, but go ahead. Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to have to admit there were three of them that I had lined up, and all three of them have been answered now.
Well, let me ask you one. All mine answered, so I'm going to ask some. I think they can be answered. They're not really hard. Two questions. Who spread the news about the birth of Jesus? It's in the Gospels. Who spread the news about the birth of Jesus? And the second question is, what does the word Noel mean? N-O-E-L. Do you want to answer one of those?
Well, I am pretty sure that it was the shepherd.
Yes, that's it. Way to go.
Spread the news.
Alex, I just love that. We just got to comment on that. I know you'll probably cover it Monday. Jeff Shambly's going to be with you on Monday, and Christmas Story will probably be read for then. But wasn't that awesome for God to choose the shepherds? We talked a little bit about it this week, and they didn't waste the opportunity. Then they not only came, but when they left, they make known all that they had seen and heard.
You know, it says the shepherds, after they came with haste, in other words, right away, to see Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger, and they returned, glorifying and praising God, and they made known what the angels had told them. You know, Bert, I read that in the ancient Jewish commentaries, somebody had written, there is no more lowly occupation than a shepherd. Maybe they were smelly and dirty, but those lambs would be used in the temple sacrifice, the blood of the lamb as a temporary covering for sin. But Jesus, the one that John, in John 1:29, John the Baptist would say, "Behold the Lamb of God, Jesus, who takes away the sin of the world." His blood would be a permanent eradication of sin. Bert, I just think it's so poignant and just so perfect. The first ones to hear of the Good Shepherd were those humble shepherds.
I agree with you. I'm going to be preaching concerning them Sunday. I have a message, and I'm preaching part of it's the outcast of Christmas. And they're the ones, and God chose them. Praise God, He chose them, and He also let that good news be known to sinners like me. Praise God. Thank God
for
that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Christy. Let's go to Louisiana. Patrick, thank you for calling.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Have you got any of the questions that is left, or do we need to restate them, Patrick?
I think the one, the Christmas Story one about the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, go right ahead. Yes.
Answered.
Go ahead.
Okay,
and ask. Let Brent restate the question.
All right, here we go. What word does Ralphie's dad see on the crate that makes him think his big prize is Italian?
It's fragile.
Woo!
Very good.
It's not fragile?
No.
Okay, it's fragile. Okay. Yeah. Hey, listen, it's many of them. That is one of them. Great line. And again, Brent is an aficionado. An expert on that particular movie.
That movie.
Who wrote that?
Gene Shepherd. I'm a big fan of Gene Shepherd.
Yeah, you are. So we appreciate that. Alex, we got time for some more. Is it all right to go to another one?
Okay, yeah, let's do it. You want me to give one of mine?
Yeah, go ahead with one of your questions, if you don't mind.
I got a multiple choice question. Okay, listen, folks. According to Hallmark, approximately how many Christmas cards are sent each year? Is it A, approximately 10 million, B, approximately 1.3 billion, or C, approximately 100 million. How many Christmas cards are sent every year?
Okay, another question of mine. What does the word Noel mean? And I'm adding one, and listen, where was St. Nicholas born? And I just tell you, it wasn't the North Pole, okay? Where was St. Nicholas? I know.
I thought I knew that.
I know. Okay. We're going to try.
Christmas Town in the North Pole.
Yeah. Okay. Is it Enrique from North Carolina?
Enrique?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I knew I was close, but Brent's the official enunciator here.
Oh, my goodness.
So do you want to ask?
No, you did just fine.
Okay, brother. Listen, when you have the name Bert, it's easy. That's all you got to say. It's Bert. What do you say? Hey, do you want to? Which question do you want to answer?
What does Noel mean?
Yes, it's a French word, by the way. I can tell you that. What does it mean?
To be born.
Born? Yes, that's it. On Christmas, that's it. Noel. Alex, so
that's right.
We get all of our, you know, think about our Christmas, and we're talking about our Christmas from Germany, from England, Scandinavia, and France as well, and they all come together in America. It's a neat place to be living, isn't it?
Hey, let's make this last one up.
Mystery
question? Okay. Where do we go to next, Brent? Do you know? I have nothing red on mine.
Let's go to, well, all of them, they're still in the process of answering those, so we don't have
You know, this is really interesting because we get a lot of calls, and it's always a blessing, but I think today the phone board kind of had a meltdown, didn't it there, Brent?
Yeah, go to number one, Tim from Arkansas. Hey, Tim from Arkansas, we don't have a lot of time. Which one do you want to answer, brother?
C or B for the Christmas card.
What is it, Alex?
It is B. You're right, sir. 1.3 billion Christmas cards are sent every year.
Tim, we got to get your address because that was one of the mystery questions. Yep. So stay online and let Richard get that. Tim, thank you for calling. Hey, guys.
Thank you, brothers. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Guys, y'all want to do this again next year?
I would love to.
Alex?
I'd like to do it again next week.
Yeah. We'll do it Monday. He won't be here.
We called it Turning the Tables on Fire Away Friday, and you've answered every. Did we have a wrong answer that I can remember?
Nope. No wrong answers that I remember.
Alex, Merry Christmas, brother. And tell Merry Angie Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And our best to you and Jan and everybody listening. Thank you. We love you. Merry Christmas. May God bless you in every way. And we'll be back live on Monday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.